This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hospitals are amazing places, but they require tremendous resources to care for kids. That's why donations are so important. Put your money where the miracles are. Give to your Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
KILT. KILT FM HD2. Houston.
Insider access.
Exclusive content.
Sports Radio 610.
The Texans
play
here. An Odyssey station.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, Sagos. This is Shagun.
All right, Shagun. Here we go. Round two, man. We're going to head down to Venice, Louisiana. Mike Jeffco this morning. Mike, good morning. What's going on?
Oh, not much, Mickey. How are you, sir?
I'm great. And you? Everything okay with you?
Tired, but I'm good.
Yeah. Well, guides are supposed to be tired. That means they're working.
Yep. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Now, we had a fun week. We north one day, south one day, or a couple of days north, and then go south. I think it's going south down here today.
Yeah, it's supposed to. I was looking earlier. It's calm over there right now. We've got a lot of calm.
It was calm yesterday, you know, but the problem of it is, you know, a front come through a couple of days ago and just wipe everything out again, you know, have to kind of regroup.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm fortunate. The river's kind of dropped. As a matter of fact, it was marbling yesterday. There was green water everywhere in the river. And I was, ooh.
Marbling. I hadn't heard that in a while, where it shows that, you know, it's all marbling looking, dirty water and clear water all mixing together.
Yep. And I heard some of them live bait guys done crying the blues yesterday because they don't want that river to fall. And I mean, there's mullet in the marina. I saw a mullet in the river yesterday. So, you know what's right behind them mullet.
Oh, yeah.
They're coming because
they're gonna pour in.
Fishing. I've been fishing a little bass called Octave and been out at the mouth of it on them sandbars on it, thumping on them pretty hard. And yesterday, I just kind of, we caught our limit. We had 20 redfish, but 8:30 yesterday.
Yeah.
Guys, let's just start bumping up this. I was watching that bait, which I didn't have no tide yesterday, but good thing being in the passage, you got the river current. So I started bumping back up it, and I caught fish all the way for half a mile.
So right.
That's telling you. And as a matter of fact, I saw an offshore boat stopping fast yesterday that I was running down and drove gas in it, got him a bucket full of mullet. So things are changing. I just wish we could get off these heavy winds, you know, and let this water clean up. And
no doubt.
You know, we finally got had a weak tide yesterday. I think it went from 0.51 to 0.73 both ways,
much.
You know, up and down. Ain't much. You know?
Nope.
But you know when it did move, because, I mean, I had four anglers on the boat and nearly 9 o'clock, I saw that bait kind of get a little active, and I mean, all of a sudden, all four of them have fish on, you know. So, you know, left there and made a little run down south a little ways and trying to find a bull red and run into one of my good friends. And he hollered on the radio. He said, "I got him if you want him." I knew what he was doing because I could see him. he's catching trout and asking customers if they want any trout. Nope, don't want no trout. All we want is redfish. We can find them. So I just sat kind of in that area and watched him. He's sitting on his cooler, fish box open, and he had four guys on the boat, and they were just slamming him. I mean, he couldn't get them off fast enough. And he had six over 5 pounds.
Dang.
Yeah. Me and him kind of got back to bring the same time. And he had 100 trout, and I had 20 redfish. But it was crazy where he was sitting at.
100 trout.
100 trout.
Those days are gone over here.
I hear you. I sent some feelers out last night, some of my customers, about my trout customers, and it's kind of stupid for what's going on. You know, like I said, I hadn't fooled with them. I just hadn't had the customers that want them. But, man, our trout fishing right now is something else. So, you want some trout, give me a call, and I said, again, sneak you in somewhere.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I don't have an offshore report. They did go yesterday. Yesterday was the first day. They've been out all week. And so, but I was in and done by 1 o'clock, so I don't know what they've done offshore. So.
Well, I'm sure they probably did good if the seas were calm and all of them got out there. Somebody got them.
Yeah, and I'm sure that water was evidently, they looked, that water had to be close because, like I said, majority of the guys run out the west side, but I know some of the prominent guys that really produce every day, they went out that east side, and so they evidently, that south wind pushed that water in there. Because it blowed 2.5 days out of south before that front got here. So when I'm talking about blowed, it blowed. So,
yeah.
And that's the whole deal with our inside stuff right now. You know, we go south and, you know, things start trying to clean up, and then here comes another front, turns back northeast, and it just all keeps mixing together, and it just can't settle out.
There's too much back and forth going on right now for any consistency.
Yeah, that wash machine effect is just not working. So, because, I don't know, one day I run when that south wind was blowing and tried to check some of that stuff that would be protected, and it was cleaning up good, real good,
right?
But like yesterday, I snuck outside, like I said, after we caught that limit of fish and run across the bay and stuff, and I wanted to throw up. The pass was cleaner than what was out in the bay. I mean, it was just chocolate milk. So that's what's happening in Venice.
Yeah, it looks like next week, probably around Wednesday, they're calling for thunderstorms and a front here. So that'll put you about Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. Thursday, Friday.
So here we go again.
Yeah, here we go again. But like I said, it's, it's all good. And I think, you know, that a lot of guys talking about so many trout right now. I think that last April when we couldn't fish, you know, there was 30 days of relief on them fish, so. That's evidently why we're seeing some bigger fish now. So I'm ready to catch them. I got some folks coming this week, though, that they're chomping at the bit to catch them. So we'll see what happens. And all the stubble we got, I mean, it is. Man, I'm fishing points that I had a waypoint on a point. Trying to think of what. I really couldn't tell you. It's Dead Woman's Pass is what it was, and it's got a little system of its own. Mm-hmm. I had a waypoint on a point, and the reason I had that waypoint on that point was because there was piling on that point. And on low tide, it'd stick up out of the water. And then, you know, come high tide, it wouldn't. So I marked that thing because that point had started deteriorating.
Right.
After them storms last year, it was the first time this week that I went over and checked that place. And that waypoint is at least half to three quarters of a mile from any cane that you want to see.
Come on.
Yeah. And there's an island that was out there off of that same area. It's completely gone, too.
Completely gone. Boy.
Completely gone. So I'm glad I marked that piling because I couldn't find it the other day. The water was high, and I said, what's that weight point? The guy said, on the console with me. I said, well, there was a foul in there. I said, but it was a good point fish. And I said, you know what, let's just stop here and fish for a minute. There wasn't no bait or anything. I said, but I want to check this stubble, see that. And that stubble's still underneath there. And I mean, it's hanging up every cast. So,
oh, it's still down on the bottom underneath?
Yeah, yeah. And you know them trout are piling up on that stubble.
Unreal.
Yeah, unreal. I mean, people sit on my console and, you know, they'll see the track that I'm on and they say, wasn't this land? I say, yeah, it was land. It ain't no more.
Yeah, how does the GPS show that? Is it still showing as
it's
land?
Still showing. Still
yeah, it hadn't been revised or updated.
Uh-uh.
Crazy, man.
Matter of fact, there's nothing updated over here on anybody's unit prior. Well, I think you can get a chip now. But I've got one of the latest chips, and everything I'm still showing is still creek drink. So they haven't even updated since the drink.
Yeah, that's too long. That needs to be revised. You know, the
yeah.
What'd y'all have, like five named storms last year or something like that? Five
seven.
Or six?
Seven.
Seven. That's seven. Unheard of.
Yep.
No wonder y'all lost everything.
Yep. Oh, I mean.
That's just too much withering away right there.
Oh, yeah. Every pass is at least 300 yards shorter than it were last year at this time.
Good grief.
Yep.
You know, there's going to be a time, maybe in our lifetime, we may see that whole marsh. It'll be all water all the way to New Orleans.
It's just, happening. I mean, James Plug.
What do they say that Louisiana has 100 a football field of erosion happening per day over there?
Oh, yeah. Wow. And they're coming up. I saw something yesterday on the newspaper. I was in a store and big headline that they're going to do another big diversion up around Battery Terry or somewhere up in there to save the coast. I was going, give me a break. Yeah, they ain't figured out. It takes 100 years for a diversion to do anything.
And yeah.
It's too late. If they don't get the money and start putting them dredges in that river and go pumping that sand, they ain't going to stop it. It's too late. I'm telling you right now. James, if you're listening, if you was to run down Northeast Pass right now, you would throw up. It's
wow.
Just unbelievable how wide open it is.
Crazy.
Yep, it is crazy.
Times are changing.
Yep. So now my phone rang Tuesday evening, I guess, one of my great customers, which I have many of them. He said, Cap, I said, don't even tell me what you're fixing to say. He said, what are you talking about? I said, you booked Mother's Day weekend and you didn't realize it, didn't you? Yeah, I did. He said, can we rebook this? I said, yeah, I can rebook it. I'm fixing to load that Tasmanian Devil up. I'm going to make a mad dash. Headed to Cleveland, do a mad dash, and come back Monday morning and get back started Tuesday. So,
well, be safe running the roads. It's going to be a busy weekend.
Yeah, it is. So,
a lot going
on.
Early
start. Yeah. I-10 is always busy, though. So.
Oh, yeah. I-10's just nasty.
It's nasty. That's for sure.
All right, Mike. Well, hey, man, be safe coming back home. Quick turnaround
right.
For you, but...
yeah, it is.
Load that Tasmanian Devil up and come on, man.
Man, he is something else.
Put her on the step.
I ordered me a shock collar for him, but I hadn't had to... I feel guilty trying to put it on him. I ain't put it on him yet, but I'm going to have to get his attention somehow.
Well, though. Just start out low with it. You tickle him a little bit. I did that with my dog early in... I mean, all I had to do was pull that collar out of the drawer. I'd look at her and go, I'm going to get that collar. And that dog would straighten up my heartbeat. All you got to do is threaten them with it.
I hear you.
It's like a little kid. All right.
All right. Well happy Mother's Day to all the mom.
Y'all too. You know, Darlene and your mom and all of them. But, hey, if somebody wants to call you about coming over to Venice, Mike, give them some info.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing.
Let's go fishing. All right, buddy.
Let's go.
All right, Mike. See you, man.
Have a good one.
All right, take care. All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana. And I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Bauman Marine Service. If you never used them, you've been missing out. I've been using them for over 40 years now. They're located at 2311 Macario Garcia Drive. Here's their toll-free number, 888-359-7767. And if you're needing prop repair, nobody can turn you around and do the job that Bauman Marine Service does. And if you're running around with a bent-up prop or worn down or what have you, it puts a lot of stress on your gear case. And believe me, it'd be cheaper to go ahead and get that prop reworked. And if you're looking for a spare for your boat, they've got used props, new props, whatever you need, they can hook you up over there. And one thing I can guarantee you at Bauman Marine Service is honest prices, great service, excellent workmanship. And if you're rigging a new boat and you're trying to get your hull shot and your speed the way you want it, and you run a shallow water boat, try out a take your four-blade prop in there and have them throw a Mansfield cup in there. They'll get it pitched right, and you won't believe how much better your boat will perform. Bauman Marine Service, 2311 Macario Garcia Drive, 888-359-7767. And when you go by and see the folks there, tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
The Texans drafted a QB, but is he the future?
Finding out what Davis Mills is this team's number one priority.
Rookies report to NRG in less than a week,
and the evaluation on QB Davis Mills begins instantly.
If this year he's not ready, then you've got to go quarterback next year when you have first-round draft picks.
How does Mills look in his first workouts as a Texan? We'll let you know. Insider access. Exclusive content.
Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here.
Do you hear My Computer Career ads and think, I don't know anything about computers? Well, you don't have to. Before starting, many graduates could turn a computer on and off. And that's it. Now they're IT pros. You could do it too. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
The app is so easy to use and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
After such an extraordinary year, it's time to celebrate the most extraordinary member of the family. Mom, the all-new Diamonds Direct invites you to join us as we say cheers to the mothers in our lives. For this Mother's Day, we've put together an exceptional collection of affordable and meaningful gifts for any budget. Birthstone rings, stackable rings, eternity bands, pearls, elegant diamond pendants, and of course, stunning diamond earrings. So cheers to you, Mom, for being such an incredible partner, for learning to be a teacher in the past year, for keeping the family healthy and safe, for always putting everything else first. This year, more than ever, she deserves a gift that's anything but ordinary. And at Diamonds Direct, that's our specialty. Timeless gifts of jewelry that she can enjoy and cherish for decades to come. Why not surprise her with a bigger diamond for her ring? Come let the experts at Diamonds Direct help you find that remarkable gift that says, cheers, Mom, for all your remarkable efforts over the last year. The all-new Diamonds Direct, inside the loop across from the water wall.
Are you taking Cialis or Viagra? Marley Drug has generics of both for just $12 per tablet. That's a savings of $60 per dose. Marley Drug is an independent pharmacy delivering generic Cialis and Viagra to your door for $12 per tablet. Call Marley Drug at 800-364-4170. That's 800-364-4170. Again, 800-364-4170.
Have you stopped taking your statin?
Over half of people will stop taking a statin in the first year due to muscle pain. Marley Drug offers the next generation statin, pitavastatin, which is different from most statins and has low rates of muscle pain. With a prescription, you can get pitavastatin for $1 a day. No insurance needed. Stop putting up with statin pain and call Marley Drug at 800-364-4170. That's 800-364-4170. Or go to marleydrug.com.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Mother's Day.
Ooh, gotta get one more gift to Kohl's. Nothing like the last minute.
The deals are great. You can get a $39.99 Amazon tablet and 60% off jewelry.
That's why I waited. You know, the deals.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 15% off and Kohl's cash.
Gotta make mom proud.
And don't forget, get it in an hour or less with free store pickup.
Yeah, procrastination really pays off.
15% offer ends May 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store and Kohl's.com for details.
With round-the-clock protection at a great price, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this unenthusiastic hype man.
Okay, everybody, let's make some noise. Put your hands up. Or not. It's your call. Here we go now. Here we go.
Switch to Progressive today.
It is electric in here.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Yeah, that's my old girlfriend.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. A breezy morning on the coast. Let's go down to G-Town and check in on that breeze. See what's up with Captain James Plog. Hey, man.
Whoa, what's up, Cool Breeze?
Captain Cool Breeze. What is going on?
Nothing, man. It's blowing about. It ain't terrible. It's less than 15.
Yeah.
What it looks like.
I can live with that. They claim it's going to blow.
Yeah, well, it ended up blowing yesterday. Yesterday, it got rough. Man, yeah. The tide's low. Tides were low yesterday, man, real low. Everything got muddy. A lot of stuff got muddy yesterday. Man, yesterday was nasty, dude. It was really pretty in the morning.
Yeah.
But we struggled, brother. It was tough fishing for me.
Struggle's real.
I know all the big dogs got them, but we didn't catch them. We caught some fish.
Got them.
Oh, yeah, the big dogs. Facebook,
hey, all you got to get is five to be a big dog now.
Got
to get five.
But no, Mickey, it was, you know, Thursday, man, it got, after I talked to you, I guess Thursday, we put in and, man, we got out of the boat. And as soon as that sun started coming up, man, that wind come in and she came.
Oh, it did.
Man, I remember running down sea one time, and I don't know why I got it on. I need to change this unit. It's on statute miles, not knots. I need to change it. But anyway, it was like 21.5 going down sea. If you were smoking, you could have lit a cigarette at 21.5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But we caught them. I just had me and Craig, and we caught 20 trout, no problem. We catch anything waiting. I caught one trout in the flounder wade. Caught everything else drifting, believe that or not.
Right.
And I told Craig, I said, I can't believe we're catching anything. It was good fishing. I mean, just trout, you know, just trout, but not very many little ones. It was good. And I just figured yesterday, I was wondering what time I was going to go hit golf balls. It was going to be easy. Well, you know how that turned out. And there was a tremendous amount of fishing pressure yesterday.
Yeah.
Tremendous amount.
Even up my way, I knew yesterday, I said, boy, that's a pretty day. Pop-outs are coming, baby. Because I left the studio going through Baytown. There was boats pulling around everywhere. I said, man, there must be some birds working somewhere, man. Somebody said the bird word. Boy, you yell birds and they're coming, buddy.
It was the most boats I've seen. Man, maybe back in the old COVID days.
COVID days.
But anyway, we caught a handful of them. All that saved me is I found some schools of redfish real shallow.
Yeah.
Like man, I'm in my 21, and I got the motor jacked up, the trolling motor just underneath the the transom, so I don't cavitate. And that was fun. I mean, it was like red fishing. It was good. You can see him. You just watch him. I said, look, man, you see him. You was sight
cast right there.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Hey, and he didn't want to bite Mickey. I was throwing in schools of reds that was, 75 to 100 fish, and you get one to bite. You think as soon as he hit the water, you just click it in gear, and he's there. Like, man, I can't believe I didn't get a bite. And my guys, they had a hard time seeing him. I said, look, just threw a couple of my line. Little bogus, I don't care. Look, just when I throw over the top of me. And it was
throw where I'm throwing.
Yeah, we had a good time doing that. It was pretty cool. And then it got to white capping, and I could still see them, but they'd fade off. When they faded off in about 2.5-3 feet of water, I couldn't see them no more.
Right.
And they're slicking and moving so fast. You start working slicks. Man, am I missing them? Am I missing them? Them fish were so far from where they would pop a slick because I'm watching the whole thing. I said, look at that, man. The platter side slick. At least 50 yards on the other side of it.
That's the way we used to have to do it in them tournaments. You'd see them, they get to running like that. Boats would get pressure mud and get them running. And Reebok reds is what I call them. And if you saw a slick come up, you better be 100 yards in front of it if you were going to catch anything.
100%.
I mean, they'd get the freight training, man.
And then you can't tell exactly which way they go. And, one time they'll go. And, it's pretty cool. You learn a lot doing that. And, you think, okay, they're going in the wind and the current. You look, you set up, and then I see the slick. I'm watching, and I kind of lose it for a minute. I said, check this out. They just turned around and went straight downwind. They're not close to where you think they would be. And they just never stop swimming, just swimming. One time we hooked up.
Like sharks.
Just like sharks, they're just swimming. One time I think we hit two, and we stopped the school. They kind of got discombobulated. They kind of got all underneath the boat. Then they all pile back in together like little mullets, and there they go, gone again. So that was pretty cool. And then it finally got white capping. And we caught a bunch of fish, a bunch of little bitty old trout, millions of them.
That's what Hillman said. Said they caught a lot of little fish yesterday.
Oh, I went right by him. I think that was him when I went in.
Yeah.
It was rough. I come right down the middle of the bay, and I'm like, man, I'm done. But I was a little disappointed, and I know what the deal was. Them nicer trout, I mean, not big, don't get me wrong, but the nice trout, they didn't bite yesterday. And then there's so many of them little ones, they always bite something. Because I went right back to where I left Thursday. I'm sitting there, and there's the same fish, and you can't hardly catch nothing. You can hardly get a bite, and when you do, you catch one about 10 inches long.
Right.
They just didn't bite. It ain't like they left nowhere. They just didn't bite.
Hey, yeah.
It was just one of them, one of them days.
Right.
You could tell by them redfish. You throw in 75 or 100 fish, you kind of got to, work at it to get a bite. Every time that lure hits the water, before the water closes in, you ought to have a fish on there. You don't have to do anything.
True.
So that's what I saw. But then, by noontime, that east wind started coming up. And at 1:30, that east wind was cranking, dude. She was blowing about 16, 17 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But it was pretty yesterday morning, but there wasn't no bite. I mean, I should have been, after what I'd caught Thursday, we should have made about 20 casts and been done.
Yeah, you figured it'd be lights out. That's, man, isn't that something how it changes from one day to the next?
That's what Cameron was asking me. So, man, Dad, what's the story? It's just fishing, dude. It's, how it is. But them fish bit Thursday. You could tell.
Yeah.
You catch fish the way we caught them, as nasty as that day was, they bit today.
True.
But I'm sure if you stayed out there long enough and beat on them long enough, we still caught. We didn't need but a couple of fish for a limit if you care about that. But they may have bit a little bit on that incoming yesterday. They didn't want nothing to do with that outgoing tide yesterday morning. And it got super low, Mickey. Even with that east wind, I mean, it got low.
Yeah.
I told Dana, I said, dude, this tide's low. He said, well, I can't tell that it's low. I said, trust me, I'm telling you the tide's low. I'm looking at a sandbar that you can't never see, and it's breaking over the top of it. So we about 2 foot down on water.
Right.
But it's all right. We'll see what happens. See, it hasn't this week. You can't catch them every day. And like I say, you know, the redfish was good. That was fun. I actually enjoyed that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But that saved my bacon.
They will.
Hey, they went to slick it all over that flat. I mean, if you'd have pulled in there, you thought there was a million trout there. You, man, I got them. Then I'm like, how deceiving is this? You talk about cold trail, and you'd be the ultimate cold trail.
I've done plenty of cold trailing in my days. I can tell you that, man, running them nasty reds everywhere.
Oh,
boy, when
man,
you hit them, it's gold, man.
Just pushing them.
River mouth squeeze.
Man, there was so many redfish up there. Me and Pete caught like 75 one day, and I don't think Pete even cut the motor.
No, he'd leave his engine running. He'd just pull into him, throw out, and bow up. And might as well, because as soon as you got that one in, they were 200 yards away, and you'd run down there and get them again.
Yeah, it didn't matter. Pete cussed the whole time. Pete fighting one custom. I hate these rich. Oh, man. Did you end up playing Tuesday?
Yeah. I went and played a quick nine and you know, hit a couple of buckets of balls and played a quick nine. And then yesterday I couldn't stand it because I figured something out, and I went and I had to go pick up something for Mother's Day, and I said, man, my clubs are in the back seat. I'm gonna pop in over here and play me an emergency nine here. It was a quick nine because I teed off at 5:10 and I was through at 6:15 playing by myself.
Man,
that's pretty cool.
You're getting up on me, dude. Now you're getting
well,
I'm really be in trouble.
I'm not even going to tell you what I shot, man. It was like the old days back when I used to play decent golf, and, man, I played good.
Where'd you play at, Chambers?
Yeah, I went over to Chambers and played me a quick emergency nine and got back home. Rhonda didn't even know I went and stopped and played the golf for an hour.
Man, that's big time. I'm going to go hit a little bit today somewhere.
Yeah. It's a good day for it. Better than fishing.
No, I ain't going fishing. Not today. It's Saturday. I did that the other day. No, I'm out. I'm out on that.
I'm with you on that one.
Barely cool, dude. Well, that's awesome, man. Well, I'm glad you got to play. I don't know what I ended up doing Tuesday. I ended up hitting golf balls. I figured something out, too, on my driver.
Yeah. Well, you needed to. It went bad on you the other day, but when you put it up, man, what a comeback you made on the back nine when you put that driver in the bag and never pulled it out again.
Yeah, I said, I'm done with this. This is terrible. But I got a little something figured out. Matter of fact, I hit so many balls when I got there. It was Tuesday because it got hot, dude, and I was wringing wet when I left there.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was muggy.
Well, cool, dude. All right, buddy. Well, that's all.
All right, James. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down and bow up from the flow up, give them a number,
bow up,
man.
From the flow up. We can do it, baby. 409-771-7306.
All right, James. Have a good day. We'll talk to you. All right, later, man. All right, that's Captain James Flogg down in G-Town. Well, I need to tell everybody about Waymore Silencers, the only one-stop Class 3 NFA dealer in all of Houston. Is now Houston's only silencer shop elite dealer. That means we get faster access to new items than any other dealer in the Houston area, like the Dead Air Wolfman and the Q's Jumbo Shrimp Silencers. Both are in stock right now. You better get them because they're flying off the shelves. Waymore has the largest in-stock selection of silencers and accessories at prices that can't be beat, and they've got one of the only in-house fingerprinting and photo services in town. Best of all, they eliminate all the hassle by filing the NFA forms for you, and they're located at 15255 Gulf Freeway, Suite 167B. That's right off the Dixie Farm Road exit, or go online at waymoresilencers.com. That's Waymore Silencers, your one-stop shop for the right to remain silent.
Attorneys on both sides of the Deshaun case have been quiet.
There's no more posturing publicly. It means something.
As reports indicate a potential conclusion nearing.
All signs indicate a settlement might be approaching.
When Deshaun news happens,
we'll bring you the latest
and tell you what it means for the Texans' immediate future. Insider access. Exclusive content.
Sports Radio 610.
The Texans play here.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with TruFuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. TruFuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And TruFuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with TruFuel. Available at your local Home and Garden Center today.
Are you taking Cialis or Viagra? Marley Drug has generics of both for just $12 per tablet. That's a savings of $60 per dose. Marley Drug is an independent pharmacy delivering generic Cialis and Viagra to your door for $12 per tablet. Call Marley Drug at 800-364-4170. That's 800-364-4170. Again, 800-364-4170.
Have you stopped taking your statin? Over half of people will stop taking a statin in the first year due to muscle pain. Marley Drug offers the next generation statin, pitavastatin, which is different from most statins and has low rates of muscle pain. With a prescription, you can get pitavastatin for $1 a day. No insurance needed. Stop putting up with statin pain and call Marley Drug at 800-364-4170. That's 800-364-4170. Or go to marleydrug.com.
There's a lot of streaming services out there, each filled with reality TV, comedy, drama, and of course, superheroes. But there's one dedicated entirely to nonfiction TV and documentary films, and that's CuriosityStream. History, science, nature, we've got it. Space, dinosaurs, big cats, we've got that too. And pretty much anything else you want to explore. Go ahead, add some smart TV to your smart TV with CuriosityStream. Go to CuriosityStream.com to sign up and start streaming today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It is 5:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run that back down to G-Town and let's hook up with Captain Sharky Marquez. Michael, what's up?
What's up, Captain Mickey?
How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm sore.
Sore? Did you get a little beat up?
I'm sore, my brother. I'm sore. Yesterday we full sent it, as they say. Yeah. It was a little sporty out there. It picked up. So we went about 85 miles.
Mm.
Nice little haul. Oh, man, we had a blast out there, Mickey. We caught some nice amberjack. We rolled towards the clay piles and fished clay piles and, you know, those rigs, those scatter rigs right around there. But,
right,
man, we're first rolling up to the rig, and we're about, I don't know, about a quarter mile off. And I put out some Nomads and some Rapala divers. And, man, they're not in the water 2 minutes. And we get smoked by a huge wahoo, and we fought that wahoo for a good, you know, 6-7 minutes. And, I mean, got it up to the boat and saw that big old zebra pattern the whole nine. And I was standing there with the gaff, and he took one gnarly head shake right there at the back of the motors, and popped off of there. And I cried a little bit. And that's all she, big old man. I mean, it had to have been not a lick under 80 pounds. I mean, he was
huge.
That's
a good one. Golly.
It was a huge Wahoo, Mickey. It was massive. I cried about it, and I said, no big deal, they're here. And, boy, we trolled for another hour, hour and a half, and nothing. I mean, could not get a bite, which was crazy. And, you know, sometimes you just get that straggler Wahoo running around out there.
Sure.
And, but anyway, so we tucked up tight to the rigs, and that was some of the strongest current I've ever tried to fish in my life offshore yesterday. I was using 3 8-ounce weights on one leader, and it was still like I was drift lining out there. Mm-mm. Oh, man. It was not easy, Mickey, but I had a good crew, and, you know, it was all about just bait presentation. You know, it was blowing 15, 16 out there, so the boat was moving fast, and you were drifting away from the rig fast, so we just had to stay on those motors and work them and get that bait down there and hold on.
Hold on. Another AJ on.
AJ on, baby. So anyway, I'm up. I know I sound a little tired, but I'm up rigging up and getting ready to run two double trips today. So I'm just pre-rigging and getting everything ready, and looks like it's going to be windy this afternoon.
Yeah, they're calling for it to come up pretty good today. It's still, well, I wouldn't call it down, but it's better than what it's supposed to be, according to the forecast.
What's it showing at the North Jetty's, like 18
I'm gonna check
to 20,
it again
something like that?
See what we got here. Eagle Point 17 to 20. The last time I looked, the North Jetty was 19.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Boy.
Story of my life.
Oh, I'm glad you're young. I'd have to lay up all day if I'd have made an offshore trip. I can assure you of that. Yeah, Galveston North Jetty's due south at 19 right now.
Yeah, that's howling. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to get out there and make it happen. You know, the one thing that's on our side is yesterday inshore, it wasn't super, super windy. It was a beautiful day. So that nice water clarity was here. Our guys were hooking up to big trout and caught a bunch of pompano. I think we caught a total of 8 pompano yesterday inshore.
Dang, that's good.
So,
that's a good sign.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got good pompano, good water. So I'm hoping that, you know what, today, even though it's windy, there should be some nice green patches of water running around out there where we're able to go and, you know, catch some nice fish. So
should be.
We're gonna be ready to rock and roll. So
what are y'all mostly throwing shrimp at these fish right now?
Yeah, and we've had such a struggle with the shrimp out here because it's microscopic. I mean, I've never seen shrimp that small in my life. I mean, I'm talking
them brownies are coming out now. We've had our little flip flop from whites to brownies. You know, the whites are too big, now the brownies are too small.
That's right. I mean, we had literally one day last week where those shrimp were perfect, and then we're sticking 3-4 out on a hook just to try to make it.
That's what Hammer was telling me the other day, a treble hook, man. He's got 3 little brownies hanging off of it, popping a cork.
That's it. I mean, you have to. They're that small, and you better have size 10 treble hooks, because if you don't, I mean, the hook's too big.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we had Shane hopscotching all around this morning looking for some nice shrimp. So he ended up hitting a bunch of different bait camps and found us. I think we got a good amount of some nice, decent shrimp. So that should help us out this morning.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So we're ready, man. We're ready to battle it out in this wind and try to find some fish.
Oh, y'all will. It'll come together.
I hope so, Mickey, man. It was good to get out for Amberjack season, but
you're paying the price this morning.
Yeah, that's right. I'm like, man, I can't feel my legs right now. Is that a bad thing? Good thing. Oh, shoot. Oh, man. Well,
that's better than having being down in the back after a trip like that.
That's true.
A lot of concrete in the bottom of them swells out there when it gets like that, man.
That's right, man. I was thinking, man, a Freeman sounds pretty good right about now.
Hey, all it takes is money.
That's right.
It's just money, man.
$1 million, that's all.
Yeah, hey. Finance that for about 4 years, pay it off real quick.
4 years. Yeah.
I have to finance one of those for my whole lifetime.
That's right. That's right. Hey, and it still might be worth it, though, because, you know, I mean, that's a boat you don't get rid of right there. So you might, it might ought to be worth it.
I'm telling you.
Man, I'm going to need to sell some more T-shirts, Mickey, because that's
a lot.
That's a lot of T-shirts.
Yeah, you better get every department store in the United States to carry it for you.
Man, that wind is howling now, Mickey. My gosh, I just pulled the boat back in from getting baited. It is howling on us this morning.
Yeah, not good.
Oh, goodness, man.
Well, one thing in your favor, it won't be near as rough as offshore yesterday. You'll be
that's
inside.
Right. That's right. That's right. It can only get better for me.
Those Honda still purring for you on that contender?
They still purring, my friend. They're purring right now. They're purring so quiet, you can't even hear them.
I can't hear them.
I know it. And they're both on. I mean, it is true. It is honestly and truly, it is pretty amazing how quiet the motors are. It's just ridiculous.
I can't believe what a four-stroke junkie I've turned into now. In my older years, I used to be... I mean, I've always been a two-stroke guy till I started running Hondas. And
man,
they're sweet.
Yeah, I like the two.
Uh-oh. Well, that was a pop-off. I guess we lost him, Shagun. Well, goodness. Well, we can... if you can't get him back, he needs to go anyway. I'm sure we can get Cliff Webb going. He'll have a good phone signal. That's weird that happened like that. And it's usually doesn't happen with Sharky. And it may be on our end too. You never know. But yeah, that wind is starting to climb up a little bit. I'm seeing it throughout the bay. It's starting to pick up. And I guess as that sun rises more, it'll get stronger. It's already gusting to 22 at Eagle Point. Offshore, the buoy's showing, I don't know, south at 18 to 22. Eagle Point, 16 to 22. All these readings are due true south. No southeast at all in them. They were predicting south-southeast. It could wag over there during the day, but Morgan's Point, it's already gusting to 20 up there. And that barometer's dropped about 0.03 since I went on air. It's down to 29.99 inches now. So here it comes for Mother's Day weekend. Goodness. Oh, well. Did you figure out what happened, Shagun? You got Cliff now, but it just... Did we lose him, or did he just cut off? I don't know. It doesn't matter. He's gone anyway. All right, well, let's get a conversation struck up with Cliff right now. Cliff Webb, Corpus Christi. What's up, man?
Oh, good. Oh, Mickey, watching that wind rock these trees. What's left of the trees out back anyway? It's blowing down here, buddy.
Yeah.
It's got to be blowing 20, 25 here. It's humping.
Yeah, it's getting it.
It's good. We had a good week. You know, just the redfish has been off the chart. Now the water is starting to fall out, and these fish are kind of coming off the top of these spools and islands and stuff they've been, and they're really out on the points. And I had a really neat guy this week. I had a guy that he called me about a month ago and said he's moving down to Corpus from Galveston, and he's been fishing with James Plogg all his life. And he said, James,
poor
says,
guy.
He says, yeah. I'm so sorry for him, too.
Hey, I tell you what, he's a seasoned vet if he has been. He's seen and done it all, man.
You'll have fun with that. He's definitely trained up. He's good, man. He's good. But so he says, I said, okay, you moving down to Corpus? He says, yeah, I moved down to Corpus. He says, I want to hire you about once a month here until I learn the patterns down south. And I bought a house in Corpus out on the island. I said, wow, what street you live on? And he said he lives about three houses down from me. He moved down on my street.
Oh, that's crazy.
What's the odds of that? So,
how about
that? He's got one of those new X3 shallow sports, those big old 25s, those big giant things.
I've seen those.
A monster.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And so I ran that thing this week on the Redfish, and it is a monster boat. And the
is it?
We wore the yeah. It is a pig. It's just amazing where it goes shallow wise, but that is a big boat. Just you know, yesterday he asked me to help him get it on the trailer, and so I followed him around his truck, and I pulled that thing up, and that trailer and that boat is just massive compared to a normal boat. It's big. It's a great boat. Great, ride smooth and everything, but it is a big rig. I think one new decked out's about $160,000.
What?
That's
for a fishing boat?
For a bay boat. Yes, for a fishing boat, $160,000 rigged out. That's crazy. Well, my boat that I'm running now is up to $100,000. They've went up 20%. All the boats and stuff are going up like crazy, Mickey. The price of stuff is just nuts.
Oh, it is. It's everything. It's not only boats. I mean, it's everything. I've never seen a turnaround in price increases like this on tackle and boats, lumber, fuel. I mean, it's always
lumber. Sick. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
I'm trying to get these fences fixed. You know, I got a guy did all these bids on the fences and not finished them now because the lumber's gone up. You know, the two-by-four is like $11, $12 for a two-by-four. It's ridiculous. You know, a sheet of plywood over here was $150 for a piece of plywood. I go, you know, a lot of these houses are just shut down here because of the material. They can't get the stuff from China and the shingles and stuff. So it's pretty crazy. So all I can say is thank God I got plenty of salt plastics and hard baits. I'll be all right. You know, I don't need to get anything the rest of my life. I think I could fish out of the closet, but the redfish and Mickey is just off the chart. And now that the tide is dropping, you see, you know, these fish have moved from off the top onto the points, and they're all up on the points on the islands. And you know, we didn't wade. Russell didn't want to wade that day, that first day, so we just drifted and we double hook up on each point. You know, big reds, topwater soft plash. They're still hitting that Little John with that light head on it. I'm throwing the XL, the red watermelon red seems to be really hot this week. And, of course, anything with a paddle tail, they're smoking. I did catch one real nice trout where Russell caught one about 4.5 pounds right on one of these tips, which we hadn't been getting many trout, but we hadn't been fishing, you know, for trout. The redfish has been so good. These guys just, you know, been catching those mud eggs, just loving it. You
know. Oh, yeah.
But, I am hearing some more trout caught. You know, they had a huge tournament this weekend, and they cleaned some trout. The people fishing with a popping cork and a shrimp, especially around the ship channel in Port Aransas, are catching some fish. And another thing, Mickey, our surf is full of fish. We got that seaweed back this year. I don't know if you noticed. I guess you probably got it in Galveston. But last year, we didn't have the sargassum weed come in. And when we don't have that seaweed come in, we don't have a good surf year. And, boy, it's stacking up on the beach right now. So I'm hoping we're getting ready to smoke them in the surf.
You need some weather.
Slow down. Yeah.
I think our surf, I didn't hear anything, but, you know, it laid down. It's been calm, you know, after that front, you know, it was calm for a few hours. And if that green water came in and anybody got in there, I'm sure they popped them. But
if they did, they're
being real quiet about it. Those surf fishermen learn how to, you know, they know the loose lips sink ships.
yeah. And they caught them earlier in the week way down toward Mansfield on the beach, you know, got clear, and they slammed them in the surf there. Yesterday we tried to, you know, even trying to surf, there's so much sargassum weed in the surf, you can't already paddle out. It's just, you know, you get in those massive stuff, can't already paddle through it. And I couldn't throw a topwater or a soft plastic yesterday in the surf because of seaweed. I tried to throw a mirror lure. You get about 2 pumps, and all 3 hooks are loaded up. So, you know, eventually that stuff will come into shore. We get the right tide, it'll blow in. But the main thing, all that seaweed just full of life. It's just full of shrimp and crabs, and that's just what really feeds our Gulf. And also that stuff's pushing into the in our intercoastal, into Packery, all up in the upper Laguna Madre. We're seeing a lot more bait now. And you know, it's so funny because before there was just a lot of dead areas. Now that the stuff that didn't have any bait's got little pods of bait in it, which is really exciting to see because that means that the fish will be coming in like that too. We're getting a good push of tide runners coming in from the north. That's for sure. So,
wow.
If we can ever get the wind down, we can really cover the field and see what's there. But, you know, when you cut all the field out, you just don't really know what's in the middle of the bay or what's on the shoreline that you can't get to. You know, you just really can't get there to fish. Mickey, that's our problem. I think we got some trout around, but it's just hard to get in there to catch them when it's so little area to fish.
Restrictive fishing.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm used to it. It's all right, man. But, next week. I got all trout snobs next week. There's no red fishing. They all want to do the trout thing.
Trout
so
snobs.
Run south.
I like that. Yeah, trout snobs.
I like the trout snobs. They don't. They. You mentioned redfish. They turn their nose up. So that's all right, man.
I'm one of them. But,
yeah, I was like that before the freeze. Now I'm starting to like my mud eggs.
Any kind of bite'll do nowadays, buddy.
Let me tell you, man. That was after 89. I learned to keep my mouth shut about redfish, because they saved me too in 89. We had the few fish we had left were redfish. And, but the thing that concerns me, though, Mickey, is the amount of redfish we're pulling out of here, because all the guys now are targeting the redfish. They pulled off, but hardly anybody buying croaker because the trout population is down so low. So everybody's going to the shrimp and popcorn and catching the heck out of reds and cut mullet. And
right.
You go to the clean table, everybody's standing with a basket full of reds. I hope CCA is putting them back. I know Robbie's putting them in there. We appreciate it, Robbie. He's putting those redfish back for us. Man,
yeah, they are.
We're going to need them. We're going to need them, man.
Well, there's going to be for the star this year, there's triple chances of catching a tagged red. They're putting out 180 instead of 60. And
really?
We're talking about a rubber lip roundup, baby.
Yeah, I think my trout snob might start liking them if they're worth some money. They get a little tag in their back.
They're going to have 180 tagged reds through the whole coast. So if you figure the whole coastline of Texas, that's one redfish every 3 miles. And
that is something.
Yeah.
Golly.
And they'll have different color tags, and it's all, clip the tag off and release the fish. Do not keep the fish. Release
it. That's something.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah. All right, well, let me get this top of the hour break in, Cliff. Hang with me. I'll come back to you right after the top.
All right, Mickey. Thanks, man.
All right. Okay, you're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. National Anthem coming up, top of the hour. We'll be right back.
He's the General, John McClain.
When Davis Mills came out of high school in Georgia, he's the highest rated quarterback in the country. I think he's a very intriguing prospect. I can't wait to see him get on the field this year. If Tyrod Taylor, the last two times he was started, 2018 in Cleveland, hurt right off the bat. Last year with the Chargers, hurt right off the bat. If he were to get hurt again, whenever Mills is ready to play and he's not lost, that's when they should put him out there.
John McClain, presented by Horn Solutions. Insider access, exclusive content. Sports Radio 610, the Texans play here.
At CDW, we get the importance of clear communication.
I was on a conference call, and I think my boss asked me to send her roasted beets in a can.
Talk to the experts at CDW. Using Poly headsets and cameras, they'll orchestrate a collaboration solution that lets you hear and see clearly on any device, any meeting platform.
Huh. Looks like she asked me to send her the report sheets when I can. You like beets?
No. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Learn more at cdw.com/poly.
To all you do-it-yourselfers, get ready to welcome Fram into the fam. Because America's number one oil filter brand now has their own new line of motor oil and fluids, and it's only at Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts. Stop into Advance and choose from four new Fram oil change bundles starting at just $20.99. They have the oil and filters you need to keep your engine running stronger, longer. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
After such an extraordinary year, it's time to celebrate the most extraordinary member of the family, Mom. The all-new Diamonds Direct invites you to join us as we say cheers to the mothers in our lives. For this Mother's Day, we've put together an exceptional collection of affordable and meaningful gifts for any budget. Birthstone rings, stackable rings, eternity bands, pearls, elegant diamond pendants, and of course, stunning diamond earrings. So cheers to you, Mom, for being such an incredible partner, for learning to be a teacher in the past year, for keeping the family healthy and safe, for always putting everything else first. This year, more than ever, she deserves a gift that's anything but ordinary. And at Diamonds Direct, that's our specialty. Timeless gifts of jewelry that she can enjoy and cherish for decades to come. Why not surprise her with a bigger diamond for her ring? Come let the experts at Diamonds Direct help you find that remarkable gift that says, "Cheers, Mom," for all your remarkable efforts over the last year. The all-new Diamonds Direct, inside the loop across from the water wall.
Are you taking Cialis or Viagra? Marley Drug has generics of both. For just $12 per tablet. That's a savings of $60 per dose. Marley Drug is an independent pharmacy delivering generic Cialis and Viagra to your door for $12 per tablet. Call Marley Drug at 800-364-4170. That's 800-364-4170. Again, 800-364-4170.
Have you stopped taking your statin? Over half of people will stop taking a statin in the first year due to muscle pain. Marley Drug offers the next generation statin, pitavastatin, which is different from most statins and has low rates of muscle pain. With a prescription, you can get pitavastatin for $1 a day. No insurance needed. Stop putting up with statin pain and call Marley Drug at 800-364-4170. That's 800-364-4170. Or go to marleydrug.com.
Do you hear My Computer Career ads and think, I don't know anything about computers? Well, you don't have to. Before starting, many graduates could turn a computer on and off. And that's it. Now they're IT pros. You could do it too. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.